Co-host.
I just wanted to make one brief ha'ara, just sort of putting two and two together, which I realized, you know, I had not done. I mean, I had, but not well enough. The Sefer Itter we had on the board yesterday, he argued with the Rif, that the Rif said, oh, well, of course, our Gemara makes sense that the Machzik should lose just enough Mem Aleph. And the Sefer Itter said, what do you mean? Here we have Tanina, and here we have a Pesha, so Pesha Hitter, because the guy even who's Nor Kam, et cetera. It's very, very unclear exactly what case. Problem is, Bala Itter's language is not so clear. I don't know if that's a din in the Bala Itter, that's a din in the printing, you know, the printing of the Bala Itter or the manuscript they printed from. Exactly in what case is the Bala Itter disagreeing with the Rif? This clearly not. The Bala Itter clearly thinks he's arguing on the Rif. In exactly what case is he arguing on the Rif? Not 100% clear. But if you look the way the Rashba is the only Risha to quote the Bala Itter here. You know, it's only one of the Mefarshim on Shas who quotes the Bala Itter here. And one of the things he says to the Bala Itter is, you know, oh, tshuva, another disproof of the Bala Itter, the Hai Hadarbe Bum Kad Yomo, that no, in Dafim Aleph, the father lived there one day. But you can't extrapolate from there to here, seemingly where the father, you didn't have evidence that the father's not Mem Aleph, he's talking about Ksubas Kofdes. Over there, they have evidence the father lived there one day. You can't extrapolate from to here, where you don't have evidence that the Mocher lived there for one day. So it sounds like he understood the Bala Itter. I really tried to figure out if I could prove one way or the other. It's a little hard that the Bala Itter is arguing on the Rif about if you don't have evidence that he was Darbe Chad Yoma. And then the Machlokes, Lefi Ha Rashba, is what it's like, you know, if I think Rashba literally, is that it's a case where there's no edus for the Marakaba, and there's no edus of Diras HaMocher Yom Echad. And then the Rif would say that Ein Mo Chazaka, or he would say the Ma'arer wins. And the Baal Ha'itter would say the Machzik wins. Okay, that's what it seems like from the Rashba, the way the Rashba attacks him. He says, well, here you don't have any Diras Yom Echad. Seemingly, he thinks the Itter thinks that the Machzik wins even without Diras Yom Echad. Why would you win without Diras Yom Echad? We opened up from Aleph. The rules are you need Diras Yom Echad. So this is the longest we had. 2 shiurim ago, I just want to sort of tie it back. I mentioned in the Bala Itter then that didn't mean anything to us yet, that we had a Hakira, why in Dafim Aleph do you need Edus that the Mocher is Darbo Yom Echad? One possibility was that it's just in order to say Tanina, you need evidence that there's some guy was there, that you were Lokech from him, etc. That was the mainstream possibility. The other possibility was, no, because you need to, based on the Shirash for the Meiri, that you need the Chazaka to have started in the hands of the first guy for Chazaka Sheishim Ataina. So I said the nafkamina of that would be that maybe you only need Diras Yom Echad if you're using Chazaka. Because within a Chazaka Sheishim Ataina, but if you're not using Chazaka, like our case, you're using a Migu. Called a migu b'ladam, migu b'lohayushal chamei olam. The nickname for this is shown migu d'hachasha. You're not winning because of chazaka. You're winning because of a migu, but it was never yours in the first place. Maybe then you don't need diras yom echad because diras yom echad is not a din tamina. It's a chazaka, and here you're not winning for chazaka. So this is what would be the svara if this is what the Bala Itter means, the Svar would be that Diras Yom Echad is a din in Chazaka, not in Taninan. And again, we had mentioned this. I just want to fill it in because 2 years ago we mentioned this as Nachmina b'Chakira. Last year we mentioned that Bala Itter disagreed with the Rith and what he, how he reinterpreted our sugya. And that was the sort of tie-in that I didn't chazer explicitly. Okay, but that's not what we're going to discuss today. We want to go back to Tosos. We're reading Tosos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, very, very, very important Tosos. We'll start again from the top. Lav Kamodus Lida Harayidei, he perished Minash Shmuel. We really have to get to what his problems with Minash Shmuel, but maybe we'll come back to that. The Masik Zesh Sholoshtonim Atomi Tlani Zavante Zabna Minach, Kami Didi, Ne'amad Migidu Yvayor Minach Zavante Vechal Shehra Zarka, says Rashbam, if I have 3 years and I say I saw a buy from you, I'm Ne'amad, with a Migu that I could have said I bought it from you. Exactly, you know, just copy and paste from Mem from base. Inami, Mishal Adim Shech, Mem Yochim Echad, maybe Raya. Or if I'm there for 3 years and I've Adim that this guy lived there for one day, again, copy paste from Mem Alephim base. So it says, maybe Raya, how the Darbe Kasha, but at least Sadul Kaman, the Mem Alephim base, who could have came to. And of course, this is true, it's in the first Gemara. Hey, Kadish Adim, Mem Arash, Arkarka, Shalom Haisa. That's true if there was Aden, the Markama is a Markama, but in our case, remember, everyone except for the Bala Itter holds that the Ma'ara did not have Aden that he was ever a Markama. Midikamar lav komodosis, don't you admit? Sounds like he has no Aden, he's lucky if the guy admitted. Therefore, what's the din in our case? I have a ton kami didi zav de minach, odarva chadyoma, hayanem and afal pishlo hechzik shaloshanim. If he had come in and said, look, you have nothing, but I admit it was once yours. And I admit that I only bought from Shimon the middleman, but I saw Shimon buy from you, or, but I saw Shimon live there one day. Remember, this is the sheet of Tosos. So I could have said it was always mine. Again, this is the most Rishonim nickname, this Migu de Hachosh. I could have denied you had any role. However, here's the part we'll analyze the first half of the shir. Now that he already said, I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from you, behold, I admit it was once yours. The famous sheet of Tosos and almost all Rishonim, meaning there are no Rishonim who it's agreed by 90% of Mefarshim that they hold Migul Mefrei Amrina. There are most Rishonim say Migul Mefrei Amrina, and some Rishonim are controversial. But Migul Mefrei Amrina, what does that mean? If I come to Bezdin at 9 a.m., I say, I know it was yours, but I bought it from Shimon who bought it from you. And then at 10 a.m., I say, I want to add one more fact. I saw Shimon buy it from you. Believe me, Migul, I could have said it was mine all along. Or I saw Shimon live there one day. I'll leave it in Tosos and everything we analyzed last time. Believe me, Migul, I could have said it was mine all along. It doesn't work because that's Migul Mefrei. That's a retroactive Migul. Believe me, at 10 a.m. when I say, so I could have had a different taina, a winning taina at 9 a.m. No, Migul Mefrei, we don't say. You only say Migul what you could have said now, what not what you could have said earlier. Tosos brings three proofs that Migul Mefrei long read. And Tosos and most Rishonim, how do I know it's most Rishonim? That's why I sort of put in brackets an expanded passage of Hebrew Metzes in Ksubas Kof Tesef and Beis. You know, it was a little bit Rashi, and mostly you can see there are a list of Rishonim who disagree with Rashi. The Ritva there disagrees with Rashi, the Rambam, the Rigagash there disagree with Rashi, the Ramban there disagrees with Rashi, and you can find many others. You know, the Tosos Rid, he doesn't disagree with Rashi, but he makes Rashi into something totally different. So the first Migul Mefrei Amrina, Lamaisa, you can find basically Tosos and the Rishonim say, Migu Lemafreya Lo Amrina. What is there? What are their proofs? Tosos brings three proofs. His first proof is Kibuka Lakaman, Memal from base. Gabi Ho, the Dorbe Kashti, Lisa Arbashnin, but Amri Fania Zavinte, the Zabaminach, so I bought it from Plomi, who bought it from you. Also the commentary of Kia Amrli Isi Sadi Zarbe Afilu Khadyom. I said, bring me Adam that you live there even one day. Right? What's the mashmos? Mm-hmm. Only if you have Eidim that he was Dar Bechad Yoma. But if you don't have Eidim, he's not able to just say, I saw him live there one day. He could have said, I bought it from you. Came in Shikar Hoda. After, in that case, at 8 a.m., the guy said, I bought it from Tony, bought it from you. Then at 8:30 a.m., he can bring aid in that Tony lived there one day, but he can't say Tony lived there one day because it's too late. He already lost his migu because it's migu lamafreya. He's already admitted that he didn't buy it from him. Leslie, so migu doesn't migu anymore. Ve'inla minu ma'idikomar hashem. He told you yochel shakar v'tchila kodem shahot. Hoda, again, that's the migu lamafreya. We don't believe what you say now because you could have lied an hour ago, a day ago, a week ago. Why? And here Tosa says why. To love a maska daite sheyozaka klataina zo. At that time, you didn't think you would need that taina. Meaning, Tosa says why migul on Freya. Lo Rinan, he says it. I'm convinced the same exact thing, just in slightly different words. In Tosos in Ksuba staff. Dafbehei, when he has almost the exact same Tosos, he says, what's the point of amigo? The point of amigo is, believe me, because if I was a liar, I would say this other taina, right? But what's the case there? Believe me that I saw him buy it from you. That's our case, not my malif, because I could have said it was never yours. Sorry, or daf my malif. Believe me that I saw him live there for one day, because I could have said I bought it from you directly. So that's true. If now I could have said the other taina. But if I already said the other time, then maybe what's the point? At the time, I thought maybe I am a liar. At the time, I thought it was a winning taina. I'm a liar. At the time, I thought it was a winning taina. And then Bezdin says, oh, no, that's a losing taina, you lose. Then I come back and say, oh, well, really, this happened. Right? So you can't say, oh, I must be telling the truth because if I'm a liar, I would have said differently. You can't say, I must be telling the truth. If I was a liar an hour ago, I would have said differently. An hour ago, I didn't realize I needed to say differently. I didn't know what was a winning taina, what was a losing taina. Only now I know what is a winning taina, what is a losing taina, and therefore we don't say migul mafreya. That's Tosfos Shita. We don't assume that my knowledge was always the same. That's what he's basically saying. Don't assume whatever I know now, I knew then. Whatever I knew then, I knew now. Assume though my knowledge changed. How? By my interactions with Bezdin. I come in at 9 o'clock and I say I bought it for someone who bought it for you, thinking it is a winning taina. Bezdin says, Taka, that's a losing taina, you're in trouble. I say, oh, but I saw Shimon there for one day. So I'm really lying. If I'm lying, why didn't I just say I bought it directly? Oh, because I thought I went to a different taina an hour ago. And I only now learned which taina is win, which taina is lose. Okay, that's Tosfos me and told me Lafer Lo Aminan. Remember, we mentioned Rochanas Chakira, maybe it's some formal Koch HaTaina, but all the Achronim right, the modern day, I mean. That also makes sense being a Lefer Lo Aminan. Only when right now I have the power to win with Taina X, I can also win with Taina now. Just because an hour ago I could have won with Taina X, how is that relevant? I had the power an hour ago, I don't have the power now. So Tosfos is the most important to say Nigel Lefer Lo Aminan. Okay, and even though it says if he said Kami Dizav Naminach, that doesn't mean an hour later, it means if originally he had said that. So what is Tosfos' first proof? What are the Rayos? Tosfos brings three Rayos. Number one is Baba Basra Mem Aleph Amid Beis, where Tosfos Medayik that you are not Neman later to say Kami Didi Zobna Chadyoma. You're only Neman to bring Edim that Zobna Chadyoma. So here's Tosfos Diok. The Diok is Eino Neman Acharkach Lomar Kami Didi. That's up, let me know. Kami Didi. Darba
Tanyoma. Why? Because Migula Freya
Lo Arinan.
Okay. How could Rashi get out of this Raya? How could Rashi get out of this Raya if he so desired? I mean, most one second.
So which Rashi is this?
Ah, sorry, we don't know there's a Rashi yet. Okay, forget that. There's no such thing as Rashi. Let's go Viter. Good point. Good hair. Viter. Second Raya. Second Raya. V'od Raya. Isof de Borer. Gabi hai itza de nafek shtar mitosi yada. Amra yidan li v'hai shtar de priyuhu. Very true. So yeah, a woman who, she's a third party. The shtar says that, you know, Zvulun owes Yisachar $10,000, and she's not related to either of them. She's holding the shtar. She brings it to Bezin and says, here's the shtar. I happen to know that it's paid, so it's null and void. Velohemler of Nachman. Rav Nachman didn't believe her. Amali Rava, right, could remember. Chazaka, that any shtar that's not ripped off is still valid. If it was paid, it would have ripped off. Amali Rava, vihai by a kalsay. She could have burnt the shtar. She could have just ripped up the shtar, thrown it in the fire, and not brought it in. So she's a migul. Because she could have destroyed the shtar, the gamre, she should believe, say it's paid. So the answer came in this kazi beidina, yibai kalsay. Once it's already muksak, it's best in sesin the shtar, you can't say yibai kalsa. That really sounds like migul afriel arena. Until she brought the shtar, she had a migul. But once she already brought the shtar at 9 a.m., if at 9:01 a.m. she says it was paid, it's too late. Because if the Migul Afreya, right now she can't hide the burn the star. She could have burned the star 5 minutes ago, but right now she has no Migul anymore. Alma Abigail Shakotim Renew of Yadai Sidam Menaslov Ruhu Migudi by Kalsa, Hashid is Khazik Medina, Pirish Renew of Yadda, Lo Mehemna, the Inkan Od Migu. Right? Even though when she first walks into Beis Din, she could say, she said, no, I have a star at home that's willing to know we saw her $10,000, but it's paid and we believe her because she could have thrown it in the fireplace. Now that it's too late and she already showed us the star, there's no more Migu. Shall Karkel Jagash of Time Zusho, Marison Roku Lifter S. Halove. Because if she had never brought this, before she brought the star into court, she could have said, of course, she's telling the truth. If she was a liar, she would have burnt the star. But now that she already showed the star in court, now, maybe she's a liar. Her only option now is to say that it was paid because it's she doesn't have the option anymore of burning the shtar.
Isn't there a big difference between physically bringing a shtar and saying something? Because she's not changing her story. The other migu, they're changing their story.
Okay, good question. Could one differentiate between a migu of what you physically do versus a migu of what you say? Perhaps, but we're not going to get into that right now. Maybe later.
It's not about a physical migu. They didn't start.
No, I'm saying is there definitely Migu she could have said X versus Migu she could have burnt the star, perhaps, but Tosus assumes not. And then he points out there's a funny Rashi there. What is the funny Rashi there? The Rashi says, why is there no Migu? It's Chazik Bebezdin, which Tosus says means she already showed it and now it's Lamafreya. It's too late to say she has a Migu. Rashi says, no, it's Chazik Bebezdin means it was Mekuyam. Right? It had kiyum shtaris. It had notarization of the signatures. Meaning, what does Rashi mean? If it was an unnotarized star, then she would have had a migo. Just as a notarized star, that's different. And Tosa says he has no idea what Rashi means by that. Meaning, to my mold, to be called by Kulsi. What's different than that make? She still could have burnt it. Okay, funny Rashi. Of course, why would Rashi have to give a funny shot and not just drop the simple shot? We'll see in a moment. So number two, what is this, Sanhedrin? Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, right? Kevan, the Ischazik, Shtar, Bebezdin, to like amigo, there's no amigo anymore. Okay, third proof says, Tostos, the old Raya, the Tanan Perchusa de Yonim, Manal Biadcha, Armelu Hain, the Macha Armelu Tsnevi, Asatilach Potter, I say, Yomi owes me 1,000 shekels. And he says yes, in front of Edom. Obviously, that they assume it must be in front of Edom. Tomorrow, he says he paid me. He's Naaman. Says, of course, I owe you 1,000 shekel. I admitted yesterday, and I paid you. He's Naaman. Well, part of the meaning the Gemara asked, the man of Ramal was here, Edom starts the war. Part of the man of Ramal says, if I lend you money with Edom, you have to pay me back in front of Edom. How are you never say you pay back? Since you admitted in front of Edom, shouldn't you have to pay back in front of Edom? But Hacha, given top of Edom, found the Osp Edom, Dominic Katari Potter. Since he admitted in front of Edom, it's like I lent him in front of Edom. So how can he be Potter? He should be Chayav to pay me back in front of Edom. The answer is, it's supposed to be my Kosha. Shani Hacha, the Potter, Migudi, Bayo, Omer, Esmo, Lohay, Dvar, Mayola. What do you mean? May the Gemara can't figure out why he's potter. The Gemara has to change the whole shita there and retract their whole shita. The why can't you just say that he's neman to say he paid me back? Migui could have not admitted yesterday, right? Why isn't he neman? Migui could have not admitted yesterday. Elavade ki agav lo mirim migui. It must be that retroactive. You don't say retroactively. Number three is shluos mem aleph omen beis. Right? We don't say that he's neman lomar harati hayom migu no hayayachol lahachish hachol. It's mold. Right. He's not neman with a migu. Then the Gemara is taking an entirely different direction. Okay, Masha Pierce, you're going to pay Rashi Ksubas. What's the counter pressure? Rashi, the last pair of Ksubas, Gabi Asasim La'acher. What happened? A guy has land, Asasim La'acher, and he sell. I have land on, I own the gross campus. And then I sell the Machon Lev campus. And I say, how do I define what I sell? I said, well, I'm selling you the whole area bounded on the, bounded on the north by this, on the east by that, on the west by this, and in the south by Jesse's field. This is the south. I just said, I'm selling you the Machon Lev campus, which the boundary on the south is Jesse's field. So I'm doing Hodos Valden. That this is Jesse's field, but not mine. Okay, that's called a similar acher. He could have simon for a different sale. Dimtan va'amar, and then what happened is the guy who sold it dies, and there's an apotropos who's trying to defend his kids. Dimtan va'amar chazar lekachim menu la'acher Jesse's Hashem yifron neman. Ah, the verse says explicitly the apotropos is just taina that the father brought it back from Jesse. Yes, the father admitted it was Jesse's, because he made a simon in a different star to a third party. But then he bought it back afterwards. Okay, and why do you believe the same bought it back afterwards? The Rashi says there's a pesach or peshahiter with amigo. Then the acher sheyesh edim shayish shalom and nigzolim menu ein lo zchus ela al pimshal zesh asa simlo. Because after all, since there was edim that it was his, even though someone stole it from him, the Jesse only has a zchus because of this guy's word that he made it a simon, and after all, he is the one who said it was Jesse's, and he's the one who said he brought it back. That's what Rashi says, that the nemanus to say I brought it back is because of a migo, because I'm the one who admitted it was Jesse's. But that's my freya. I admit it was Jesse's when I wrote the shtar, 6 months ago. And then I claim to have bought it back from him 5 months ago. I'm claiming today that I bought it back from him. Migo, I could have not admitted in the shtar 6 months ago. Isn't that a migo freya? So, a nira l'ri, Rashi must be wrong. The v'chi agav no lo rina migo kideprishus, because you don't say migo like I explained. The al yidei mashi yochel etam tchila. You don't have an achshav. Just because he could have tainted something different 6 months ago doesn't give him the bonus now. Ela nira l'ri dasam nami chaz v'achosh nechazaka achosh asa simen. No. What's the case? There, the reason it would be Nemet say I bought it back has nothing to do with Migu. It's because he had 3 years of Chazaka. Anyway, it's 3 years of Chazaka, and Nemet say they bought it back, or they bought it. Chintemi, also Shem Chazaka, Pshita, my Kosh. And if you say if he ate it 3 years of Chazaka, obviously, what's the Chiddush? My Kosh, Rabbi Yochanan, the Nemet, Masnissi, the Chazaka, Shem Matan, the Chazaka, Vish, Lom, Saka, Ben, Lom, Hemen, Kim, Jir, Lom, Kodim, Shach, Vish, Nek, Chazaka, Lom, Rishu, Shalom, Lo, Abedanish, the Lizman of Basar Hachi, Ka, Mashmalan. Okay, you might have thought, really, it's a very small chiddush. You might have thought something he fought about previously. He wouldn't have bought it back and thought it was his all along. Come Ashlin, he would have. That's really the plum of base. Chain Hahu, here also. Chain of the Demaisi Masar Hacha, my Irish Achla, Shnei Chazaka. Likewise, the next case there was, if it was, He had Shnei Chazaka in Ksubas. Okay, now
end of this part of Tosfos. So basically, what is the Shita of Rashi in Ksubos? Tough test on the base, and this obviously matches Rashi that she's tossing in Sanhedrin.
Is that another Rashi?
No, give me a second. Rashi in Ksubas, Kuf test on the base, and Sanhedrin, Laman Aleph on the Aleph, important parentheses. Sanhedrin, it's indirectly in Rashi because he has to say something funny, means he doesn't think Kipshuto, means he disagrees. Here, he says very explicitly, he says, we do say Migulam Afreya, right? And what's his raya? His raya is Ksubos Koftes Amen Beis Neman Lomar Chazarti Vilakachti Mimcha. Why? Migu Who's there? Haya Yachol Shelo lehodos meikara. Since he could have not admitted and may have been stupid enough to write as a sim in the first place, therefore, Benigo, he's now on say today that he went back and bought it. Okay, clear Migo Mafreya. So, what does Tosfos say? How does Tosfos and all the other Rishonim there who say it's not me? I mean, they all give different answers. How does Tosfos get out of it? Right? Tosfos is Docha, he says, no, that's really not a good Makor for Rashi at all. The Gemara never says the word Migo or anything of the sort. That's Rashi's interpretation. The Gemara says, your Naman say I bought it from you. Why? I can think of a gazillion reasons why your Naman say I bought it from you. Who says that the only reason is because of Migo? Maybe there's many other reasons that maybe it's not a Migo, or maybe it's a Migo, but not a Migo Lamafreya. So there are many, many other there are many, many other explanations there. I'll just give two. What does Tosfos say? Maybe Tosfos and Baba Basra says that Achla Gimel Shanim the Neman Belimigo. He says, what do you mean? That's not Neman's Amigo. I'm afraid it's Neman without Amigo. He ate it for 3 years. He was like, oh, Sheish Mataida. There's nothing with Migo whatsoever. Or Tosfos and Ksubas there gives a different answer. And he says, Neman Bimigo Bimizuyev. Umairi Shehashtar Eno Makoyim. Meaning that star where I sold my home to someone else and I wrote that. You know, down to Jesse's field on the south, there's no kiyum, there's no authentication of the signatures, and really that star is worthless. I admitted the signatures were valid, it was a true star, so I have Migo, I could have said that star is false, I could say I bought it back. That's not a Migo Lafreya, that's a Migo right now. This second, I could have said that star is false, and won. So if I say that star is true, but I bought it back from, I also win. So it's a Migo that's not Lafreya, you know. Equals Migo Shaino Lamafreya. Either it's not Amigo or it's Amigo that's not Lamafreya. Again, there are other papers floating out there, but it doesn't matter. We have plenty of other ways. Rashi has a very weak smach, which is why all the Rishonim agree with Tosfos. Okay, there's some debate whether the Rush partially agrees, you might have noticed, with Rashi or not. Well, a simple shot is not. The question is, how do we defend? The question is, number one, how do we defend Rashi against Tosfos' proofs? So some of them are really in the Tzarkofnim. How do we defend Rashi? So one of them, Rashi defended himself. We're not sure what he meant, but he made it clear that he felt the need to defend himself and had a defense, even if he didn't explain all the story behind it, which was Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph. He says, don't think it means once she went into Bezin, it's too late to have Amigo. That's not what it means at all, because I hold that she's tossing soups compest at me one for Amrina. Rather, he says, no, that there's only not Amigo because the star is Mekoyim. Okay, exactly what he means. Could you maybe interpret this differently? I'm not sure. But the simple shot of Rashi Sanhedrin is he's saying, I really would say amigo on Freya, but you can't say amigo against a shtar mekoyim. You can't say amigo against a shtar mekoyim. And that's why you don't say amigo here. Why you don't say amigo against a shtar mekoyim? We're not going to explain now. But he defends himself, so he obviously has something up his sleeve. How, yeah.
Is shtar mekoyim is the assumption that Beitin has their own record of it? So without her walking in, or even if she had destroyed it, Beitin would have known about it?
No, it's not so simple. I don't think anyone would have known if she had destroyed it. So you have to figure out exactly what he meant by that. He must mean something very long, Shabbachodesh.
Shtar mekoyim is not a thing.
Shtar mekoyim does not have a, it's not like modern day Israeli notaries where the government has a record of every shtar mekoyim. It's like American notaries, right? Where, okay, now you learn some differences in legal systems. It is really, if you notarize your Mekayim Shtar, you have like a special lawyer who charges like 200 shekel and puts on a special ribbon and fancy seal and notarizes the Shtar, and the government keeps a record of it forever. American notary is you just pay a guy like $3 and he just puts a simple stamp on it, and he says the signature authentic, but no one keeps a record but you. And if you burn it, it's gone. Okay, so the Gemara had American notaries. How about Barbasser Malfon Beis? Tosos seems to have a good diuk. You could deny Tosos's diuk, but though he wants to deny the diuk Lagamra, and say that you are Neman later to say Darbe Chadyo. Why did he only say, you know, if you see Hamid Yizamna, that was an example. So Dobie says you could deny Tosos to Diyuk Lagamre, right? Or you could just hold like Rov Rishonim. What do I mean by that? That how are you, Docha, this? According to Rov Rishonim, is not a Diyuk at all. Tosos says, Migal Afreya Lom Rinan, because we see from here that later you can't say, Kamigidi Darbe Chadyoma, Migo through Migo. Remember, according to all the Rishonim except for Tosos and Astira and Rashba, even originally you can't say Darbe Chadyoma of Migo. You need Edus Darbe Chadyoma. So there's nothing to do with Mafreya. It's just not a good Migo still Afreya. It's not a good Migo even with Migo Shaito. It's just not a good Migo. So the simple Dechia is you could say, Lefi Rov Rishonim, based on everyone but Tosfos, Eino Neman, whatever. Remember, we had all those explanations on the board. Why is it a din amigo? Is it a din tanina? It's a technical problem for Uzza and the Balamor and Eroa, etc. The Regasa, we called it. Eino Neman, Liton Hamidid Darba Chagyoma, that was last year, the previous year. Bain Lemafreya Bain Peshaito. There's nothing with Migo Lemafreya Lomrina. We don't say this Migo, whether it's Lemafreya or whether it's not Lemafreya. We just don't say this Migo. It's not a valid Migo for anyone but Tosfos. Right, whether it's because of the Reyes or whether it's because you can't build Tanina based on a Migo, whether it's because of Migo, the Azar, never, everyone but Tosfos. And they were quoted in the Ritva there. The Rosh was so certain himself. We still haven't resolved that yet. I'm surprised that people haven't been yelling at me. But by now, hold your horses. Or you can say that Toby said it's just not a good deal. And talk it is never afraid. But the simple shot is it's not Miguel Afraid Lorena. This is not a valid Migo Bechlal, even from the beginning.
He also doesn't suggest it as Kamoy either. So that would be a good run, even a point zero version.
Yeah, he doesn't suggest to say coming to D because whether the beginning or the end, it's not available.
Coming to D, Zog, sorry.
Ah, why is Rabchia? Rabchia doesn't suggest coming to D, Zog. That's only something Rav says, I understood. So you want to say, just like Rav understood coming to D, Zog, he also understood coming to D, Darbe Chadyoma.
Meaning as much as Tosfos has a diuk, he's also got a diuk even according to the other Rishonim, in the fact that later on he didn't say, just tell me Kamoy Didi Zohar. But even if one's Aliyah Shonin, you have to just be doing the whole.
Yeah, okay, but that's a little tricky because Adrabi, the Pashup shot, as Rav says, if he said coming to Yisabna, meaning even now, who says only in Meikara?
No, cannot, but why didn't Rabbi Chiya say
that? Why didn't Rabbi Chiya say that? Because Lachora, Rabbi Chiya assumed that the guy would have said so.
So then he'd be Machad the Diyuk anyways.
All right, okay, fair enough. Okay, all right, you come out, make the Diyuk. Lamaisa, okay, I'm not going to argue so much about the Diyuk or. Oh, Ulai Mahani Miguze Afkala Freya Shalom Kiddi Yuko Shal Tosmos. What? What? Okay, in my sense, it's really, there's not such a good deal because it's only the Yishuv Yachid and Tosa. According to everyone else, there is no Migo coming in Darbe Chad Yoma. Only Tosa, there is a Migo, so why can't you use it later? You can't use the Migo on Freya. Okay, it's only Tosos. This is the hardest Midocha, I think. The Gemara asks, the Gemara basically says you shouldn't be Neman. Why are you Neman? After all, you have to pay in front of Edim. Why don't you have a Migo? You have to pay in front of Edim. Yeah?
This is maybe have to do with Miller's ship, probably that if the reason why the Bavdin is a legitimate deen is because you're allowed to be mitchayev on yourself something, then it might be falling to the sugyas that you could use in a matzvah to explain what your actions were. And thus, you would be able to undo something from yesterday because you can explain exactly what the context was, meaning that you can read the Gemara.
Yes, but we can't actually think of it a matzvah here, meaning. Yesterday, I admitted I owed you money. So now I claim I paid you subsequently. That's not namatla, that's paying you subsequently. Namatla means to explain why I didn't really mean it last time. I can't think of an amatla here. If I yesterday admitted that I owed you $10,000, what's the amatla? It's not like all the cases we discussed, Rev. Miller discussed that. Oh, I just asked you for advice. I just did this. I just, you know, I just did things that you could interpret one way or the other, and I give an amatla. Or I tell you the excuse. Here, he's not, you know, an amatla wouldn't. We know an amatla wouldn't work. So we know that when it comes to haldas baldim for reshes, amatla doesn't work. That's a given fact, regardless of the longness.
It's mefurish, but only though it's mefurish, because right now we're talking puts back though about something that was said. It's not.
No, but all I'm saying is that in a regular case where you say I owe you money, and in front of two adim, I say yes, I owe you $10,000. So, okay, yesh la'ayin, after all, can I say, you know, mashata yisi bach, or shalos bias banav? Okay, yesh la'ayin, interestingly, maybe I could still have a migo, but the assumption seems, because it doesn't say all of the details in the Gemara. Okay, yesh la'ayin there, that the only saying maybe the migo is not that I could have not admitted yesterday. The Migo is that even right now I could give a fancy explanation and retract my admission. Is that what you're trying to say? Anyone see where the Mizik is?
Is that even the May 8th when you can do that?
Generally not, but it might depend exactly if you set up to an Adai or not. That's the thing. Anyone see the Mizik of this? Okay. The what's the lush on there? It's just like this is the Gemara? You have to, well, it doesn't say terribly above. That's definitely the case. It starts on. No, I'll definitely find it. Whoa.
Have you got to,
all right. Anyway, it clearly doesn't want me to see it. Okay, bye. Yeah.
Maybe this is just a different case of Migo, because normally with Migo, you're talking about things, both of the timers are things that happened totally in the past. But here what you're basically saying is, I admitted, then I acted based off of that after I already admitted.
Okay.
And then believe me that if I never said that thing in the first place, therefore I acted in the future after that time.
So?
Meaning?
Isn't that the exact same as Subas Kuf test? I admitted that it was your field by making a simon la'acher. Believe me that I bought it back from you, which is acting based on that. Yeah, it's exactly parallel.
But at the time of the ego, you're talking about everything that happened in the past. You're not claiming anything. Like you're claiming.
In Subas Kuf test. I'm claiming in the past I bought it back from you because in the past before that, I admit it was yours. Same exact thing. I'm claiming in the past I repaid the loan to the past before that, I admitted I owed you the money. It's a very strong parallel. Anyway, how does Rashi get out of this is very unclear. I have an idea, although I admit that idea is going to be a little, you can ask a lot of questions on it. I know of listening to Shira and tried to come up with a lot of answers for Rashi. He has a Shira on this and the Shira manifest is about him. And what's Rashi going to say? Rashi doesn't say anything terribly much there. Why is there no Migo? Perhaps, and this is going on the limb, but okay. There's a big discussion why, according to this Manda Omar, if I lend you in front of Eidim, you have to pay it back in front of Eidim. You're not going to say you paid back. Maybe you could say that it's an assumed t'nai that not that you're not believed to pay me back without Eidim, just that it's an assumed t'nai that if you pay me back without Eidim, you have to pay me back again. Not because you're not believed, just because you were misinclining yourself to pay me back in front of Eidim.
Tonight.
You're machaying yourself to pay back in front of Eidim. If so, then you could say, you know why there's no Migo here? Not just Migo or Freya. No Migo, because Migo only works to giving them monies that I paid you back. It's not enough to have the monies that I paid you back. We made an implicit tonight that you must pay me back in front of Eidim. And therefore, even if I'm Neman, it doesn't help. I'm Neman say I paid you back, but it doesn't help because I have to pay you back in front of Eidim. So maybe, says Rablitzing, maybe you could say that the Migu does work, but the Piraon still doesn't count because of an implicit T'nai that Piraon only counts if they ate him. Again, what's the Chiddush? That's the whole Sugya. Why is there a shita that if I lend you in front of Eidim, you have to pay me back in front of Eidim? The simple shot is because the standard of evidence is Eidim. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the simple shot is if I lend you in front of Eidim, you have to prove you paid me back. That's what we mean. Okay, so we give also proof. But maybe Rashi, it's not that you have to prove you paid back. If I lend you in front of Eidim, we made it T'nai, you have to pay me back in front of Eidim. It doesn't matter if you have a proof. You still have to pay me back in front of Eidim, and therefore it doesn't work, even though you do have a good Migo. The other option is that, and this is based on the Ran there, this day, that's based on the Rashba there, although he doesn't say exactly in this case. That's page not Rashi. He says in the case next door. The other option, the Ran there says, maybe there's an Anan Sadi, Chazoka, that if some borrowed from Eidim, they wouldn't pay back without Eidim. What kind of idiot would borrow in front of Eidim and pay back without Eidim? He knows it looks suspicious. He knows it's inappropriate. And therefore, it's a Migo negative Chazoka. Or if, and then you have to say that this not a whole doesn't work, or even a Migo negative Anan Sadi, or maybe the Migu loses to the Anan Sadi that he wouldn't pay back without Aiden. Okay, basically this is like a whole Shir and Shusam Aleph. Why is there a Manda Omar that we don't pass like that in the end? And we certainly don't pass like taking it to extreme like this happening. Why is there a Manda Omar that if I lend no money in front of Eidim, he has to pay back in front of Eidim? The simple shot is, it just means he has to prove he paid back. In which case, Tosos has a good proof. Why is the Migo good enough to prove he paid back? Must be Migo on for a long rerun. But, or listening said from Rashi, you have a totally different shot in the Sonya. You could say, it's actually has to prove he paid back. It's just made a tonight, it's paid back in front of Edom Mamish. Since he didn't pay in front of Edom Mamish, Migus don't help because Migus are proof. We made a tonight of Edom. Or it's because there's an Anan Sadi that no one would pay back without Edom if they borrowed with Edom. And maybe a Migu loses to an Anan Sadi. Okay, it depends how strong the Anan Sadi is, literally an Anan Sadi. But certainly you can work out the Shiva and Migu lose. So there are ways out. I think there might be another way out, but we'll come back to that in a moment. Now I just want to ask one Svara question. The Svara question is the most interesting question here, which is, why does what? Let's say better. Does Rashi really hold the sheet as Yachid that Migul and Mafrei Amrina? What's the sheet of Rashi that Migul and Mafrei Amrina? So, says the, I apologize for giving you a mucker that's not really a mucker. that's really more of a, no, a list of Myron Kamos. But the Kness Sagadola has a very nice, you know, he has calling Migul. Everyone has calling Migul. Right, remember anyone who learned Isra Beheter and Smicha, remember those Kholi Sveik Sveika? There's a Shach Kholi Sveik Sveika, and then a lot of other people were based on the Shach. So just like you have Yerodeh Kholi Sveik Sveika, you have Kholi Migo in Simon Pei Beis of Shulchan Aruch, every Rome wrote Kholi Migo. Maybe the Tumah was the first, I don't know. And the Knesset Gola wrote Kholi Migo. And he wrote Migo and Freya Minan. Whoa, he starts with Migo and Freya Minan. A Rosh Dal, the Chubut Bal Samaches, maybe. Marival, etc., Mahar Shach, etc., these are Chron and Mechain, Mary, Demary, Rashmer, Shnei, Dining, Zeros, the Rashim, Subhutav, Kuptes, Yamisha, Lulav, Sadeu, Avalas, Tosva, Mordechai, Perakos, Mary, Shnei, Dining, Zeros, for Aran, Shavagos, Ashir, Perakos, Yabadim, Lorm, Rinan, etc. And then he quotes many, many others, and then he says, and look at the Mahar Sassol, what he wasn't sure what the Rush, etc. And then what does he quote at the end? Mori Harav, and the Mahar Shah, says that really the Rush also agrees with Miguel Freyla Marina. It's very controversial what the Rush holds. The Rush is the one controversial Rishon, etc. But what does he say? He says the Rush is controversial. Does he hold Miguel Freyla Marina? Law Marina, controversial. The other Rishon hold Law Marina. Rashi holds Amrinan. Tain every different Rashi. So what's the Shita of Rashi? What's the Etzed Shita of Rashi? Shitas Rashi. One is the Knesset Hagdola. And many other sort of summary type achronim. Migu lema freya amrinan. You say migu lema freya. Okay. Why do we say migu lema freya? Again, let's look at it as a psychological phenomena. We assume everyone's knowledge always stays the same. Everyone always knows now what they knew then and knew then what they know now. And therefore, if he was a liar, he would have yesterday said something different. And he doesn't know more today than he knows yesterday. Assume everyone's knowledge stays the same. And therefore, since he didn't say this a better time yesterday, he's not a liar. Okay, that's the Knesset Gola. The Shita Mekubetzes in Suvas wants to say that no, can't be. No one holds Migul and Frey Amrina. Too crazy. Can't be Migul and Frey Amrina. And therefore, he wants to say something a little dachuk in Rashi. He says, it's not a Migul or Frey in Suvas Koftes. Why? What's the Migul and Freya? Believe me that I bought it back from Jesse because 6 months ago I was mowed in a star that was his. He says to him, clever. He says, what do you mean 6 months ago I was mowed in a star? When did Bezin see the star? They only saw the star right now. So it's not one Freya. Believe me right now that I bought it back from Jesse because right now you saw in a star that I admitted. Meaning, don't go by the time I wrote the star. Go by the time the star showed up in Bezin. By the time the star was read by Bezin, it's not Migul and Freya, it's Migul Bishaito. That's his answer. And then he says something that's a little tricky. He quotes a Rid who says maybe it's not really such a good hodah in the first place, just because I made it a similar acher. Why does that mean I missed Jesse's? Maybe I just meant some people think it's Jesse, but I didn't really mean it. And then he says, maybe put that together with what I said. He said, after all, I wasn't really Moda. I just said something that sounds like being Moda, and it was really only worked against me when they brought it to court. Okay, give me a second, Ozzy. Kitzer, but even without getting to the second part, says the Shitim Kubetzes. He says, no, Migu Lemafreya Lo Amrinan. And the Migu in that Sugya is not Lemafreya. Because, don't say it's Lemafreya because I signed the Shtar 6 months ago. Rather, it's not Lemafreya because that star was only read, I didn't think star, the star was only read by Bezdin now, and the same time it was read by Bezdin,
I said Chazar to look hafti.
Could that second part be in like the actual Russian Mishnah? Meaning, he made a schuso. It's not that Asas Mimachar is Eidos.
Okay, Ozzy's saying, well, that maybe it's not a Chodas Balden Gomer, it's just some sort of Eidos Chos. And therefore, that's all Kal when it comes to the Besid.
Well, meaning what that's going to have to say, the Shabbat say, meaning theory, you can also say that it's not really a similar type of Yah.
Which Mata Tosos Rita saying, right. The Shabbat Besid is correct. Okay, we're not going to go into all that. Legame, I'll just point out one funny thing. If you believe the Shidduch of Betzis, which you don't have to, right? It's only Shidduch Yachid of Rashi, and it's only his Shidduch Yachid of how to explain Rashi. But going back to Rochanan's Chakira, what time should we use? Should we say it's a Migo or Freya because I wrote the Shtar 6 months ago? Or it's not, it's a Migo. I don't know what the opposite Migo or Freya is. I don't know word. We'll call it Migo Meshaito, right? It's a Migo or Migo de Hashta, right? That's better. Migo or Freya, Migo de Hashta. It's a Migo, what?
That's
Hashta, yeah. But if you say Hashta, it sounds more Yeshish. Migu the Hashta, because Bezin only read it now. L'chorit, Migu is about, like, I must not be a liar, because then I would have lied then. It's about an umdana psychologically, what's in my mind. It depends what I wrote the Shtar, not when Bezin read the Shtar. Question is, if I wrote the Shtar 6 months ago, does that prove I'm a truth teller or liar? Who cares when Bezin read it? We care when I say it. But if you look at a migu as what's called kochataina, no, it's a formal power that I have. You can say, I have this formal power until the star makes it into bezin. Okay, so this shidduch bezin is going to be for sure a proof for the second sadam or b'chodesh sadam or chanan, although again, it's an obscure shita. Okay, that this is migu in that sugya is not lafreya. However, I don't think either of these are pashup shadam rashi. Not because I'm biased and I always like b'chanans, because, you know, I thought, you know, you're supposed to think this before you get to Rav Chanan. Says Rav Chanan, he says, if you look in the Lashon of Rashi and Ksubos, where's this Rashi? Oh, Baruch Hashem, whoever stole Nezikin left me Noshim. So, you know, he was only a half enemy of Yeshivish Torah learning. He also left me Zerai Moed and Kachim and Taras. So he is nothing against Briskers or Modernish people. But what does Rashi say here? Says Rashi, or listen to the Rashi. Ready? Says Rashi. The Lohaya. One second. Pretty much like Tosfos quoted him. What word is not in this Rashi? I'll read it again. Neman da pesha asher peshi hiter.
Migu.
The word migo is not in this Rashi. Fascinating. It's about migo or freya, and Rashi doesn't use the word migo. Now, does that mean anything? It doesn't have to mean anything. Nesa Gadola doesn't think it means anything, and the Shidduch of Betzis doesn't think it means anything. But maybe it does mean something. Again, I don't like to say, but Rav Chanan says, like, oh, Rav Chanan came with a big chiddush. And no, when you read the Rashi, you should say to yourself, even if you don't open up Ksubas, Rashi's Lashon is quoted accurately in Tosos. Say, it's funny he doesn't use the word migo. Could be, people have different words for things. Not the end of the world, or could be it means something. What word does Rashi use instead of migo? Hapesha asur upesha hiter. Hapesha asur upesha hiter seems to be similar to Migo. But maybe not. Maybe Rashi purposely used a Pesha Asur Pesha Yitzer, except Pesha Asur Pesha Yitzer is different from Migo. And this is, this all starts with a famous Torah. Now again, there are different ways to read this Torah, especially if you got a chance to look at the Hafla that was in brackets. He takes a slightly different direction than the Stipler and the Ibn Azal. But what did the Torah say in Ibn Ezra? He's discussing the most classic Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter, right? Meaning, where's the phrase Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter come from? Right, what seems to be our second favorite Masechet recently? Ksubas, right? Ksubas, because Ksubas is, there's a lot of Migo
in Ksumas. As a matter of fact, if you're looking at Mishnayos as opposed to Gemaras, if you look at Gemaras, there's a lot of Migo in the Bavas. But if you're looking at Mishnayos, the word Migo doesn't appear in Mishnayos. I mean, you know, even the Hebrew in Hebrew translation. But something very, very similar to Migo is all over the second parak of Ksubas, which is called, and Migo is implicitly running through the first parak as well, called the Pesha Asar Hu HaPeh Shehitir. Umode Rabbi Yeshua, Ba'omer L'chavir Sadeh Lushal Abicha Yilukachti Amenu. I admit this was your father's field, but I bought it from him. Shuvnam and Shepesh Asher Peshitir. I'm the one who admitted it was your field, and I said I bought it for you. And continuing in the Mishnayos there, they have other cases there. If a woman says, a Kohenes says, I was nishvis, I was captured by the goyim, but Velonit Macy, but I was not defiled, then she's muteris. Why? Because Peshas Bashir, she could have not said she was nishvis in the first place, etc. Right, many Pesha Asar, two Pesha Hitter. Obviously, the field comes up, Agav Orcha, of the Ishus there. Okay, and then it comes up, Edim, etc. The question is Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitter the same as Migo or not? Now, technically, what is the difference between Migo and Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitter without any office? Just explain to me, I'm not Jewish, I'm not familiar with Talmudic jurisprudence. What's the difference between a Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitter, and Migo?
Migo seems to be at least a broader concept because you're not necessarily asering something. You're just,
no, but in the case of the field, you're also not asering something.
Correct. Yeah, it's not a Pesha
Hitter. No, but the case in Ksubas and the Mishnah was, I say it was your father's field and I bought it from him. So that's Pesha Asar, even though it's not Isser, it's Mamanos.
You said both things, and in Migo, you could have said the first
thing. Exactly. Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitter is, I said one thing and I said another thing. Migu means I could have said something, meaning technically, what's the difference? Migu means I could have won by saying time to X, but I say time to Y. I could have won by saying nothing, but I said something that messed me up, and then I said something that saved me. Meaning, if you wanted to express Pesha Asar in Migu language, you would say, it's a Migu, the boy, Shasek. Right? Migu, I could have just said nothing. That's the technical difference. Less than the poem. This is just interpreting the words. Migu means I had to say something, but I could have said this taina instead of that taina. Believe me when I say, because I could have said something else. Pesha Asher means I could have said nothing in one. I messed myself up, but believe me when I saved myself, I could have said nothing. So, now, the question is that a lundish difference, or is that just two different akitimsis? Technically, you could say they're exactly the same. You could say they're the same idea, but one is quantitatively stronger because, after all, it's easier to be quiet than to come up with another taina. Or you could say, no, they're two totally different principles with different names, right? Interestingly, what does Rabbeinu Yonah say here? The Rabbeinu Yonah quoted by this Torah on the Mishnah, meaning the next Mishnah, not technically next, which is about the Ishus cases, right? I said again, why did it really come up in Ksubas? Because the Ishus cases. So the mission with all the Ishus cases of Pesha Asar is in the middle of the second merit dafcha base. The Ishamar Ishus Isha, you see Grushanin and Medesh and Pasha Asar Pesha Hitter. A girl who we know nothing else says, I was married, but I was divorced. Okay, she's now a Pnuya. Oh, we don't believe her, say she's divorced. Doesn't matter. She's the one who said she's married. Pesha Asar Pesha Hitter, or the case I just said before. Amranish Besi Utoranin and Medesh and Pesha Asar Pesha Hitter. Okay, those are the three main cases of Pesha Asar Pesha Hitter that are explicit in Mishnayos, then there are many other cases which clearly are also connected, even though they don't use those same words. So, says Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Shidduchim Gemara, there we only have Rabbeinu Yonah on Bava Basra, and Sanhedrin, I think. What? And tell me Rabbeinu Yonah in the back in Brachot, correct? But the Shidduchim Gemara said Rabbeinu Yonah Ksubas, and he quotes here from Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. He quotes, "Aishama uba pesha." So notice how he translates pesha asar. "Benam and osa b'migu shayse kol lomar pruya ani." Ah, migu. She could have said, "I'm a pruya, not a grusha." Right? He starts out by trying to turn pesha asar into a migu. He doesn't say migu. She could have said nothing. He really wants it to be like a regular Migo. If she had said nothing, she'd be a Furia.
Everyone's a Furia until proven otherwise, right?
No, Migo, she could have said she's a Furia. He really takes Pesha Asar and turns it into a Migo. He says, how can I say over Pesha Asar in a way of Migo? Like, oh, I could have said X. Not even I could have said nothing. He really wants to turn Pesha Asar into a Migo. Why does he want to turn Pesha Asar into a Migo? Because he thinks it's the same principle, and therefore it's less confusing to just make them all into Migos. Every time he says Pesha Asar, say it over as a Migo. Rabbeinu Yonah holds a Migo. But that's Rabbeinu Yonah. However, look at the Torah here. Says the Torah, Okay. We're not going to get into Masla now. Even though it's interesting how Masla interacts with Migo, you did bring up a good point, even though I didn't put it on the board. But, says Rabbeinu Yonah, when do you have to say a Tokhtei Dibur? Meaning, not Lamafreya. Amenishus Ish, but I was this Garsha, Tokhtei Dibur, not Lamafreya. Vaharamakasav, Vaharamakasav, what did the Yad Ramah say? We don't have a Yad Ramah in Tsubas either, but the Ashidim Gretz seems to have had a Yad Ramah on almost all the Masechtas. He quotes him a lot. The Torah also seems to have a Yad Ramah on almost all the Masechtas because he quotes him a lot. We only have him Baba Basra and Sanhedrin. Baramakasav, she ain't talk to the Deeper Kobo talk to the King Kobo, she's talking also in Yon Kozma, she talks to the Deeper Shalom Rachon. The Yad Ramah said, he said, you're right, it has to be Tokhtei Dibur, it doesn't have to be Tokhtei Dibur. That sentence, as long as you're discussing this conversation and you haven't taken a break to go to another conversation, and it's Tokhtei Dibur, the last sentence of this conversation, it counts. Okay, let's call that the same as Rabbeinu Yonah, but he has a technical difference in terms of the whole deal. Can you be Chozer Bo through the whole set conversation? Can you not? Let's assume that's just an expanded Tokhtei Dibur. But what did the Torah say? The nearly, she ain't so close, ever lose it. No, you're all wrong. It doesn't need to be at the same time Tokhtei Dibur. It doesn't need at the same time expanded Tokhtei Dibur the conversation. Pimachino cares where we're showing her. She's not retracting her words. And we know you can't retract if Tokhtei Dibur. Elmo said, though, she's just adding to the words. Lower discussion. She's not retracting. She's just adding a new thing. The Kamishlo Yadamish is an HDS all PNM, since we only know she's an HDS because of her mouth. Hesha Asar, literally. Since she's a Hesha Asar, she's the next to be most of things with them, most even anytime. Even a year later, okay, maybe at a certain point you'll have an Asadi against, but even much later. Okay, that's the tour. What's shot in the tour? So there's a lot of debate. What shot in the tour is? Did the tour mean this is a general statement? Did he mean there's something unique about Nisgarsha and Ishus Ishtayisi that, again, we're not going to go in this direction. One direction is to say, Ishus Ishtayisi already hints Nisgarsha, because why didn't she Ishus Ishtayisi? So already it's a special, in this case, he wants to be Mako. That's not the words he says here. He says here, she's Mosefa, she's adding new information. Why? Because she's the Pesha Asar. The Pesha shot of the Torah here is that he is a Machlokas with the Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Yad Ramah is more or less Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, you don't say a Pesha Asar Lo Afreya. And the Torah says, you do say a Pesha Asar Lo Afreya. The Torah is like Rashi, you say a Pesha Asar Lo Afreya. Again, it's also controversial because you could say he's only talking about Grusha and Eishes Ish, and it's because Eishes Ish Hanisi already hints she's a Grusha, and therefore it's more damning than any other time in the world. Okay, but if you don't assume that way, maybe the Torah is saying like Rashi, but why is the Torah saying like Rashi? Notice his Lashon. Why did the work of Afreya? Because we only know Eishes Ish based on his words. Because the Pesha Asar, he doesn't say any more Afreya. He bases them dying only because the Pesha Asar we say it on Afreya. And then Rabbeinu Yonah is B'duyik L'Hafli. What a Rabbeinu Yonah, he's the one who said, every Pesha Asar is really amigo. And he says, the very next sentence is what's quoted in the Torah. The document is Tokhtei Dibur. Right after, the first line and a half, in the way I printed it here, of the Rabbeinu Yonah, is that Pesha Asar is amigo and it only works Tokhtei Dibur. Of course, if Pesha Asar is amigo, then it can't work L'Afreya. Everyone knows you don't say amigo L'Afreya. Why does the Torah disagree? The Torah says, yeah, you're right. If Pesha Asar is amigo, it wouldn't work L'Afreya. But Pesha Asar is not amigo. Pesha Asar is a different din. And a different din does work L'Afreya. And maybe that is Pshat of Rashi, and that's exactly what the Stipler here says. The Stipler says, Rashi doesn't say amigo L'Afreya. L'chorei makam l'kushi asam on Rashi. Nah, they don't have a kash on Rashi. Doesn't that Pesha Asar not amigo? Rashi only said Pesha Asar not amigo. And then he says, quoted the Torah. He doesn't say the word Pesvav Reish. You got net who were shown about Maris, and he quotes the case of the Torah, right? He says it must be that. Again, I would have been happier if you quoted by name, but that's okay. He says, my folks, we showed him about this case where she said Grusha after Dokney Gibor. And therefore, Rashi makes perfect sense according to the Torah. He just doesn't go by name. And he says, what does Tosfos think? And Tosfos thinks that Pasha Asher is just a hechik empty of Migo. And from Tosfos, Subas, it's Masha, the Pasha Asher is a Migo. And therefore, Tosfos works with Shitas. So basically, what's he saying? Saying Rashi and the Torah hold Pasha Asher is not Migo. And therefore, it works with Mafreya. While Tosfos hold Pasha Asher is Migo. And therefore, it doesn't work with Mafreya. And really, no one holds Migo Mafreya or Rina. Says the Kovet Shiurim. Al P the Torah, he said, no, Migu lemafreya lo amrinan, but Pesha Asar, meaning standard Pesha Asar, Pesha Hiter, lemafreya amrinan, because there are different principles. Before we get into that a little deeper, let me just point out that Efsher, that if you put, yes,
the Torah speaks even the Mafreya, because at the same time that she's admitting to the fact that she was Nishtish, she's also saying that she's in Skarsha.
No, that's exactly the Torah's mind. The Rebbe Yonah says it has to be Tokhtei Dibur at the same time. The Ramah says it has to be in the same conversation at the same time. He says, Eino Torah lo zeh v'lo zeh. She doesn't need it to be Tokhtei Dibur. She doesn't need it to be in the same conversation. It can even be at a later time. That's the thing of Torah. It doesn't have to be the same time. It could be a later time. And he doesn't limit how late. He didn't say within an hour. Within a day, he just says you don't need any time limit. So that's another word for, I know he doesn't use the word Mafreya, but he's using the case of Mafreya. Okay, so but maybe you could say is if you're willing to put this Rashi together with another Rashi, that other Rashi also got the word. Remember, I put that for the bracket, not for the written behind the Rashi said it. Rashi to be in secondary Ksubas. Rashi said it was only called Pesha Asar if no one was Tovei. Now, that's going to be a little tricky in Ksubas Kofes. You're going to have to say that, as a matter of fact, you know what? It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Okay. What I wanted to say was, you put that deal to Rashi, who says that if someone's, remember, she just yelled to Rashi, if someone's Tovea, then it's not a Pesha Asar, only if you volunteered out of thin air. Since in this case, he was Tovea, you. Because even yesterday he said, you owe me money. Therefore, it's only a migu, not a pesha asar. If it's a migu, he admits he wouldn't say, I'm afraid, and it's no kasha. The only problem is when you put these rashis together, it becomes difficult. It's supposed to put a pest, it sounds like you got to obey you. And yet he calls it a pesha asar. So maybe you need more work. Yesh l'ayim, whether you can answer shwus by saying, that's a migu, not a pesha asar. I mean, this is clearly a pesha asar. He's volunteering out of nowhere. Ksubas Koftes, maybe you could say he's a Pesha Asar. It's a little tricky also from Rashi there. He made it a simon to Jesse out of nowhere. Although, from Rashi there, it sounds a little trickier. I mean, depending on what you make the case into. According to the riff there, it says, if it was in my hand the whole time, then I'm volunteering out of nowhere when I make a simon. Rashi, it sounds like, might have been his hand, so you can't say I'm volunteering out of nowhere, unless you want to say, Kaku Koftes Baleha. Anyway, maybe you could answer, maybe you could answer that this is Migo, not Hapetha Asar, because he was Tovea, Rashi Lashitase, in the beginning of the second paragraph of Ksubos. If you hold Migo is only when no one demands. That Pesha Asar is only when I volunteer without anyone demanding. Like Subas Koftes, I volunteer to send it to Jesse without anyone demanding. Like Sanhedrin Al Manal, the woman volunteered to bring stars to the court without anyone demanding. And Shmuel, the guy demanded, that's the case, said, Manali Yodka. And therefore, it's not a Pesha Asar to Migo, and that's why you don't say it to Mafreya. Okay, you do have to work out a few details, but it works very well there. That if you put Rashi, two Rashis together, that's a great answer.
Also, isn't it just commandos to evade him? In that case, meaning in a Hanami, you were Moda, but once you're Moda in front of Aiden, that kind of takes on meaning.
That was really the other answer is that now it's fundamentally, and therefore, we're going to hold it.
And therefore what? And therefore you need a raya, so I have a raya for leaving.
You have seen that shot. I mean, that's why it's still in the category.
No, before I was moved there, it's a hash also, so I didn't have to be moved there. I think you're starting a second too late. When it was moved, it was Pesha Asar. I didn't have to be molded. The Pesha Asar is that I was, it could have not been molded.
Just utter a little bit of a snap. The Tosos, when he quotes this case, he calls it Amigo, describing it, and the Rush, the exact same case, called it Pesha Asar.
In so which case?
This case.
In our case.
Yeah, so Tosos was not, was definitely staying away from using
the interesting. Okay. Good smach. Okay, now we're both sides. Let us, so maybe if you use that answer, Shulos from Aleph, again, most people call Shulos from Aleph a Pesha Asar, and this wouldn't be a good answer because I didn't have to admit at all that I owed you money. I could have just said, I know what you're talking about when you say Mami Yacha. But Rashi says, Olo Kol Pesha Asar by volunteer without being demanded, then since you demanded, you sued me in Shulos. It was a Migo, and a Migo, he admits you don't say the Makreya. Only Pesha Asar he says the Makreya. I think it's really Durik and Rashi's lost that you only say Pesha Asar the Makreya. Again, when I admit to Jesse in that star when I sell Machon Wev, that was out of the clear blue. That wasn't a response to a demand. I'm only say it's not a response to a demand, that's Pesha Asar. Actually, don't it. Say anything that's not a response to a demand is a Pesha Asar. When I wrote a star to someone else and I put Jesse's name in it, that was not a response to any demand. She's not having a woman Aleph, and she walks into court with Charles that have, don't have, she's not either side, that's not a response to any demand. Only Pesha Asar, he says to Mafreya. He never said, Nigel to Mafreya. Once it's a Nigel, he doesn't say Mafreya. I think it's a nice answer to show us from Aleph on base. Okay, now, yes.
In terms of general halacha, the Machloket Tor and the Ben Yona, what's the lay of the land? Like, is this a big Machloket with Rishonim on both sides, or is this a clear Hakra?
Okay, I would say like this. I would say like this. And here's where the Kovach, I'm influenced by the Kovach Shirim's use of the Torah. It's not only the Kovach Shirim, some of the other Achronim in the brackets as well. What a lot of Achronim end up doing is saying that the Torah is right, but only for Ishtay, Ishtay, and Grushta, because that's a unique kind of case. Because it's more of an Amasla kind of thing. I said, Hayisi, because I'm not an Ishvish anymore. And they want to make that tour very specific. And therefore, it has nothing to do with anything. In the general lay of the land of Pesha Asalama Freya, I think most Rishonim are against Rashi. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You know, look in Encyclopedia Talmudus under a Pesha Asalama Pesha Iter. If you look in Encyclopedia Talmudus under Migo and find the subchapter for Lama Freya, it will say, Migo Lama Freya Lama Rinan. The Knesset Gedola thinks Rashi says Amrinan, but not everyone agrees. The whatever, whoever, the Marival says the Rush says Amrinan, but not everyone agrees. And I am Pesha Asar, whether you say Pesha Asar or Freya. And if you look under, it's like the reason was Pesha Asar under Hey, who a Pesha Hitter, it will say, it will bring a lot of sheetahs to say it. So I don't remember who read the roof. Okay, it'll start with this Torah.
That's how I found the Torah. I figured Rashi has to be about Pesha Asar. I looked at the Kovach Shirim, so it was a good thing to do. And he said, oh, that Machlok should be shown him about whatever, but didn't say where it was. So that's what encyclopedias are for. If you're just trying to learn and you start encyclopedias Talmudit, it's a little iffy. But if you know what you're looking for, it's a great resource. I'm looking for the Machlok should be shown him about this case. Then you find out exactly where it is. Okay, my turn. Now, basically we have here a Hakira. The Kovach Shirim is not the only one who ties this Rashi of the Mafreya into this Chakira, but he's good enough for us for now. Let's ask ourselves this Chakira. What is the nature of the din of a Pesha Asar Hu HaPeh Shehitir? Do we say this is, again, it's a classic Chakira. Right, if you look in the brackets, basically every opera whoever lived in the 20th century made this Chakira, Mamish Bezeh HaLashon. Right? Mamish Bezeh HaLashon. If we have here, Hapesha Asar, who Hapesha Hiter, is this a Migo, which we want to be Daik and Rabbi Yona, both because he had a funny lashon. He didn't even say Migo to Yvoy Shosik. Migo, he could have said nothing.
which already makes it at least a little different than regular Migo. He said, Migo, she could have said I'm a Pluya. Not that she has to say I'm a Pluya. Every woman doesn't have to say she's a Pluya. She's a Pluya until proven otherwise. But Imam wanted to make a Migo, I could have said yes. That Midai can remain Yoda, or do we want to say no? It is a different din. I will admit, I'm not going to like, you can work out this homework on your own. There's sort of in-between possibilities. It's the same din, but stronger. Right? Think about it. Like, oh, it proves you're not, you're a truth teller. So if you were a liar, you would have said the other taina. Well, that's okay. Maybe you didn't think of the other taina. But if we say, it proves you're a truth teller. If you were a liar, you would have just shut up and been quiet. That's a good proof. Everyone knows how to be quiet. So it could just be that it is in the middle, that it is the same din, but stronger. And obviously some nafkaminas, you know, you can explain away. You know, I don't need that to fill in for homework on your own. This, where does this come up? This comes up in a number of nafkaminas. Says the Kobashir here. He said the nafkamina is, how about Lemafreya? Right? If it's a Migu, then you'll say like Rabbeinu Yonah, Lo Arena, because Migu Lemafreya, Lo Arena, according to the mainstream Judaism. But if you say that it's a different din, this is exactly Rashi, according to the Kol Shiurim's understanding. And the Torah is very clear on Rina, why it is a different din. Okay, what kind of different din? Let's get to there in a second. Another fascinating machlokas is, and this is really, I should have mentioned it. It's a mochamos. I think it's a mochamos, unless if they can do Shiramban. It's definitely Ramban and Daflam Gimel in the amazing sugya of Kravidra of Idi Bar Oven, my favorite relative in the whole world. My favorite relative in the whole world is not even related to me. My favorite relative in the whole world is the Kravidra of Idi Bar Oven, because he's so geschmack. Again, with the exception of very close relatives who I don't want to offend. Definitely like, you know, all right, whatever I say now, offend someone. This is the Mochamos. It's a Mochamos, we'll get to it in Daflam. Gimel says that maybe a quarter of Chista, Peshos or Peshahitar is Neman Neged Edom. Well, the words of Dabar Pasha, Migo Makam Edom Lorina, or somewhat of Dabar Pasha. Maybe we'll have to see if it's a Pasha. But how about the Makom meaning Neged Edom? So if it's just a Migo, then obviously Lorina, and that is the mainstream, that you don't say Pasha Asar Neged Edom. but, you know, if the woman said, I'm an Ashes ish, but I was divorced. And you have Edom that she wasn't divorced. Again, how are you going to find Edom that she wasn't divorced? Let's just assume you can. Then, Pashas, her against Edom. However, the Ramban thinks later on that maybe the Ramban Ba'omer, although he doesn't pass it, with divorced, and the Karban Eda thinks that he buy in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Tsubas on that Mishnah, Dafafafes, it's not Dafafes, Yerushalmi, says, Rabudin Ba, he had a question. Here's how you have the case. It's case. I was an Ishis, but I was in Skarashti in that time and place, right? Aiden comes and says, no one was divorced that time. I'm an Ishis, but I was divorced in, you know, the Bezdin of Ravik in Borough Park, you know, on Chaf Dalet, Nissan, Tafshin, Pei, Aleph. Okay, Edom comes, say we were all day in the Bezdin with Rebek, and no one got divorced that day. So what do you do? Do you believe her against the Edom or not? So says the Peng Moshe, you know what the Baya is? It's very technically Baya. They didn't say this. Okay, my bad example. Let's say you say in Alon Shvat. Just, I got divorced in Alon Shvat on Kaf Dalet Nisan. Aiden Ho says, no one got divorced, also from Dalit Nisa. He says, review this by the technical point. Could it be that someone got divorced and it was so quiet that no one heard or not? I mean, it's a technical question. Can Aiden really know no one's divorced, or maybe it just escaped their attention? That's not interesting to us right now. But the Karban Eda says, no, the Shaila is she believed or the Aiden believed? I can believe against the Aiden. Nothing's better than Aiden. Nothing's better than Aiden. Nothing's better than Aiden. Said, Mia Rain and Kim Shai Karas Aiden and Menas Alabiat Basura. After all, she's not Emma, she's lying. Odilma came to Neseris al Piatzma Kosha and Ain Maminu la like that too Lamahemna Nami Lesar Atzma. Okay, what does he say? This is very important. Said the Ibaya in the Rishalmi Lefi the Karban Ha'eda, who says it literally means, and even though I didn't put this because we're going to get to it later, a Rav Chista Bedaf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph Lefi the Melchamos there. He said, nope, she beats the Edom. I'm not because she believed against the Edom. He believes against the Edom is a little radical. She beats the Edom. What's the having that she beat the Edom? How can, even if it's a different din, how can you beat Edom? Edom are the ultimate their mothers in the Torah. Any fancy schmancy svara is not going to be better than Edom. So you have to say a very particular fancy schmancy svara, which is, okay, Rebbe, there's one line in Shut Rebbe Kiva Eger that says that I didn't put on the board. So Shut Rebbe Kiva Eger is not about this at all. But if you want to know, like, you want to find this line in someone very, very, very famous, you can look in the one throwaway line, Shut Rebbe Kiva Eger, to Mikofan and Hey. But this is what the Karban Eda says right here. It's also what the Cypher said, who was in brackets. And also, I can make a list of 100 people. That was a ton of us. The says, what's the Svara? What's the Svara to say? Pesha through Pesha Hiter, different than Migu. The Svara of Migu is, I get Nemanis, because since I could have said the other thing, therefore I'm telling the truth, let's say. What is the Svara of Pesha Aser? He says, maybe it's a radically different Svara. Think about it. She says she's married and divorced. With Eden, she didn't get divorced. So we don't believe her. What's the Svara say from Eden? Mother Shah. You can't believe half what someone says. Either believe them or don't. So what does she say? If you want to believe me I was married and divorced. Oh, you don't want to believe I was divorced because of the Edom, so don't believe me that I was married. So I was never married and never divorced. You can't believe half, you can't believe Pelgina and Dibura. It's the opposite of Pelgina and Dibura, right? You can't believe half what she says. Therefore, Mimanashah. Now again, this is not good. If you could have said, I sure can't believe half of what you say. Meaning we do find that other places in Shas that we believe half of what people say, both in the Sugya of Pelgina and Dibura and lots of Sugyas which don't use the word Pelgina and Dibura. But in this case, maybe we can't believe half what you say. Okay, anyways, thinking of Kabbalah, the Bisi, Kabbalah, Karati, then we believe half what someone says. Should look at the way the Rambam brings down that halacha and see that's more complicated. But what's the point? Therefore, she beats Edom. Why? Because even though we can't believe her against Edom, but if we can't believe the second thing you said, we can't believe the first thing you said. Let's say I said it was yours, but I bought it from you. Even if we have Edom, I didn't buy it from you. Fine, then we never believe it was yours in the first place. And I still win. Right, so maybe what's the svara? Why the difference in? What's the new svara? The new svara, according to the Karban Ha'eda and the Kilas Yaakov, which is in brackets, and others, again, also a throwaway line in Rikiva Eger, is that in Efsar Lehamino Lachatzayin, Mimanashach, either don't believe anything I say, or believe all of what I say. But you can't just believe half what I say without the other half. It's literally Pesha, Spresh, Eva. Either believe my pair or don't. You don't want to believe me, don't believe me. But then don't believe anything, and I still win. We might have shot. Either believe everything I say and I win, or believe nothing I say and I win.
Well, that will show you in the Gemara that says that certain body shots.
What?
How do you fit this with the Gemara and Ulur Hashem which says the body shots? Sounds like he's not doing it.
So. Again, you could say that's not the Sadat Chakir, but you could say, no, that's what we made by Shossing. He could have been quiet and won, and therefore either believe everything he says or don't believe everything he says.
Is that a Svara but now? So is it based on the boy?
No. What is it?
If it's just a Svara that either believe or don't believe, that's not really by Shossing.
Yes, it is. I could have said nothing and won, so if you're going to believe me, then believe me all the way. Since I could have won by saying nothing.
So Yibay Shosik is a reason not to do a Balgin.
No, Yibay Shosik is a description of the Metzias where I have a Miman of Shah. It's a way of describing the Metzias where there's a Miman of Shah. How do we know when there's a Miman of Shah? When is Yibay Shosik?
It's hard to say Yibay Shosik. It's just a description of Metzias.
I'm not convinced by that.
Exactly the smart.
I don't accept that sentence you just said. And very annoyingly, it's the kind of sentence which you can't prove whether or not to accept. Just do the words sound like this or not? I'm not convinced. Okay, or you can just say you don't like the Kahira. You can say, oh, Karban Eda says Nishali, fine, but you don't like the Bavli. Fine.
But or you could say it's a machlokes merchis and a bayit rov and that's one gimel if you want. Okay, but I'm just not mekabel so much. So maybe after lahamina lekatzayin, that would be the only way to explain why it would be edim. Because no nemana should be edim. The only way to be edim is to say I'm not really beating the edim. I'm just saying if you don't let me beat the edim, then don't listen to me at all, and then I win through mimarashah. The idea is mimarashah, right? Mimarashah. Either listen to me or don't. Either way, I win. And that had nothing to do with Migo. By Migo, what do you mean you listen to me or don't? If we don't listen to me, I lose. Right? Migo is just like, it's not that I naturally win by saying nothing. I only would have won if I said something else. Right? So just don't listen to me and I lose. That's far, it doesn't apply to Migo. That's one, Derek. Let me point out that in the, even though the lesson was a little confusing, the Eben Ha'azel, what did I say, Eben Ha'azel? I didn't mean that. I meant in the Machne Ephraim. In the Machne Ephraim, which I admit is a little confusing, in some editions of the Machne Ephraim, this is found in, there's a Machne Ephraim, like in Yonim, and then the Machne Ephraim on the Rambam. Some editions found on the Rambam, in Perek Yud Ches B'Yisurubiyah, and some editions it's found in his own section, as the only Siman in Hilchos B'Yisurubiyah on himself. I wrote the Mar Makomos Lefi, where it is in the Bar Ilan, which is probably most people have Machne Ephraim of the Bar Ilan. Even though, you know, it's a good thing to have on paper, because Machne Ephraim is very only Shabbos. Not all Svarim are only Shabbos. Some Svarim are Tircha. The Machne Ephraim is only Shabbos. So it's good to have a paper copy. But in any case, the Machne Ephraim says the Machne Ephraim here, he wants to say it a little differently. He makes the same chakira. And he says he starts the chakira. Right, migu. The chazaka lo mashaker migu the bayav shachter. See, obviously not lying. If he was lying, you would have been quiet. Oh, dil matayim lami shom migu havi el mishum duchom makom she'en lanu cheskes iser el opiv neman v'lahater masha asar. It's just a nemanus, but not nemanus of migu. Now, migo means, again, you can be mechadish at tzad, that yeah, you just have a certain koach of nemanis. No, he's saying, here's pashut. Since you created the Isser, you have nemanis over it. Whoever created something has nemanis over it. Maybe it's a new principle. Whoever created something has nemanis over it. Since you created the Isser, there was no Isser until you said anything. So this is what the Machne Ephraim says. This is not going to explain beating Egypt. It's not going to be better than Egypt. Low like zip. But he says a slightly different shot. I think there are two basic drachim to take the new svara. Either it's a mimonishah, meaning it's really not so much a nemonis as a lack of nemonis. Meaning, don't believe me if you don't want, but then also don't believe that. Or no, it's a real nemonis. That's why the other two drachim, either if you don't want, you don't have to believe me, but then don't believe anything. Or no, you have to believe me. What is the point? The point is, no, it's a special nemonis. The creator of an Isser, and by Isser, I don't mean only your day. I mean Chalos, even in Choshen Mishpat, has Nemanos to, I'd say modify it. You know, maybe it's not Flum, and it's also being Farish to Farif. Okay, it seems maybe he'll in some cases, maybe it's always like, you know, I'm the one who created this in the first place. I have the right to modify, to interpret, to limit it. Has the manus.
What about the fact that Jerry keeps repeating this? What is modifying it? Just ripping it out.
What do you mean?
You're making it one answer, now you're making it with
okay, that is, so he says to matter. The creative answer fine, has the manus. Let's say that you're right. I was cheating. Has the manus over it. Right, even to matter it.
I mean, why couldn't that explain the Eden idea also? I mean, the whole point is that the
Edim
aren't self-sufficient with regard
to. Okay, so this, it's hard for me to imagine it's stronger than Edim. Maybe. You never know, right? Because you never know, because it's like a funny Svara that doesn't have great precedence.
Would it be stronger than Edim?
It would just render it Edim. Oh, okay. Yeshlein. I'll leave that as a Yeshlein. Let me just quickly run through some Rabosai Nafgaminas of this Hakira. Interestingly, says the Pnei Yoshua, the Pnei Yeshua might again be one of the earliest people to make this Chakira. I'm not sure exactly who came first, but Pnei Yeshua makes this Chakira very explicitly. Let's get it up on
Most of that Karunim, the Chakira is Pesha Asar Migor, or is it something else? Most of them don't bother to say what something else is. Some of them do. But if you make this Chakira, and he wants to say, interestingly, he doesn't quote our Rashi and Tosos at all, but very nicely, he fits with our Rashi and Tosos, even though he's not intending to. Says the Pnei Yoshua, he says two nafkaminas. The one nafkamina is, what about against a chazaka? Right, the stipend is also, what about, because again, Bavakam Edom is a little radical. What about against a chazaka? Migu Bavakam Chazaka, we generally assume is an Ibayat little ifshita. You know, but what about against chazaka? Bavakam means against. Bavakam Chazaka. What's his example there? Is maybe the chazaka of Shtarchi Yodi Bay Boy. I'm trying to remember which chazaka it is. Migu against the chazaka. Okay. What about Migu against the chazaka? So what does he want to say? He wants to say it's Machlokis, Rashi, and Tosos. He says Tosos Lashitasa. Tosos says you don't say a migu b'makom chazaka, and he wants to say that he's medayik in Tosfos that you don't. So he wants to say, says Tosfos, says the Pnei Yoshua, says Tosfos, al pi the Pnei Yoshua. Lo aminan, we don't say pesha asar b'makom chazaka. Why? Says Pnei Yoshua, because Tosfos thinks there's a migu. But if you would say pesha is a different din, then you're sure to say it beats a chazaka. This din should for sure be the chazaka. And he wants to say that's Rashi and Tosfos. Which Rashi and Tosfos? The Rashi and Tosfos is interpreting from Yeshua. It's really that same Rashi is the one who said it depends if you're out of the clear blue or someone demanded. Someone's forbidden. The Rabbi Yeshua says shortachot, something that's shortachot. And he doesn't hold for amigo if it's not shortachot lefanecha. What does that mean? Tosfos says amigo has to be a good amigo, basically. Tosfos says just means it has to be a good migu. And Rashi says the difference between migu and pesha asar. Basically, let's this short tachot. What is it? How does he say this there now? How about the Rabbi Yoshua? What this is the Tosos on Tesvav Amid Beis and the Tosos on Tesayin Amid Aleph. And remember the Rashi is most explicit on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, I think. Or was it Tesayin Amid Beis? Yud Zayin, right? Rashi is on Yud Zayin, that's what I thought. So what is what does he want to say? He wants to say, how about the Tana Rabbi Yoshua, the Tana, Rabbi Yoshua. What does he want to say? He wants to say that Tosfos holds that he holds for Migo. And Rashi says he doesn't hold for Migo, but he holds for Pesha Asar. So here he wants to say that's Rashi. Says Rashi that he holds of HaPesha Asar, but not Migo. Okay, and Toso says there's no Tana who holds HaPesha Asar, but not Migo. Okay, you could just say, you know, who knows, but you want to say, no, this is the Machlokas. Rashi thinks, why is there a Tana with Pesha Asar and not Migo? Pesha Asar is different than Migo. Beautifully, that works for Rashi and our sugya. And Tosfos holds, no, there's no Tana with Pesha Asar Migo, because Tosfos holds the exact same thing. And that's why Tosfos says Pesha Asar doesn't be a chazaka, according to the Yeshua. Really, this Rashi, what does Rashi mean when he says that Rabbi Yeshua holds Pesha Asar not Migo? That's because Rashi thinks the definition of Pesha Asar is that you're out of clear blue and no one even demanded it of you. Let's just throw out a few other nafkaminas, then maybe we'll call it a sugya, because, you know, we're almost halfway through shir. The Machne Ephraim dealt with a great nafkamina. The Machne Ephraim's nafkamina was, how about a case where you have psychological, you know, migu de ha'aza? Oh, I could have said the other thing, but I couldn't have really, because I was intimidated.
I have reason not to say the other thing. Right? He's dealing with, he doesn't use the Rigi the Ha'azah. What's the Machlokes Ephraim's case? There are Tukul Edom against me. I could have said something against these like three Edom. I would have won, but it's very uncomfortable to call three people a liar and they call me a liar and so hold my, show my face in public. Right? Do you say, me, do I could have gone against three Tukul Edom? Believe me when I say something else. That was actually a real life case that he had. Some weird nus case that he had or something. Do you believe me? It's like a Migda Uzza. If I couldn't have had the chutzpah to say the other taina. Migu, that he didn't really want to say the other taina. So what did Machlokes Ephraim say? He says, for sure, that's not a good Migu. Is that a good Pesha Asar? What if it's not a migu? What if it is a pesha asar? So basically, says Machlokes Ephraim, this depends on the sugya. That's why he started with that sugya. He said, this is an old machlokas. Where's an old machlokas? And he quotes the Torah, right? He's an old machlokas. He talks with the, he starts by quoting the Torah. And then he says, the nafkamina is for this case. Eina isha zos ne'menesh lomar sheba'onas niv'ala. Migu, that's because she wasn't niv'ala. Because there's three Edom just puzzle against her and lo nichole to be machish them. But if you take the other approach, then you can. Basically, what's the Machlokes Ephraim saying? What about a case where it's psychologically difficult to say the other taina, right? The other potential taina. Migu doesn't work.
Like Pesha Asar, what would that be?
That would be to stay. Exactly. To be shasik. And now, what do you mean to be shasik? Here it's funny. He's assuming that it's called a Pesha Asar as long as, even to be shasik. If someone says that a woman was bazana and she's shasik, this is my focus in. Let's assume she thought that she'd be Neman, but it's low day in. Or let's say it's cold being Shasik halachically. You're right, you have to work out the case. But what does he want to say? Says the Machlokes Ephraim, if it's really Migu, then Migu lo mahani. And Hapesha Asar is also lo mahani. But, says the Machlokes Ephraim, if you take the other side of the Chakira, then Migu doesn't work, but Hapesha Asar does work. Why? Because Migu is just psychological proof. You must be telling the truth or else you would have said the other Taina. Nah, you're a liar. You just, it was too hard to say the other Taina. But Pesha Asar is not psychological proof. That's the din. The din is the din. Since you could have won, Shtika, even though it would have been very difficult to win with Shtika, because you would have walked around having everyone think that you're a Rasha. Nonetheless, you still win. Okay, I'll throw out two other nafkaminas that are not said by modern day Achronim who are trying to save Lundus.
Is that
the case? Yes. Right. The case is, I could have won, again, let's say Migu. I say one thing. I could have won by saying something else, but I didn't want to say the other thing. It would be hard for me to say the other thing. It's not a valid reason. Okay, the case here is, the exact case is this, is that a woman committed adultery in front of, was caught by one man and two women. So one man is Eichad, there's no Eichad by Dabashim Erev, and the two women are Pasul Eichas. So she's okay. There's no proof she committed adultery, although we all know she did, right? And she says, it was Ba'onis. Is she Naman to say Onis? Migu, she could have just not admitted she committed adultery in the first place. Is she Naman? Nansa, Migu de la Hadam.
Is Onis committing adultery? It's standing in the same thing.
What? And it doesn't matter. She slept with a man. I don't mean committed. I mean, she did it physically. Right? So the Machlokes Ephraim had this real life shaila. Right? The woman says it was Ba'onis. Is she Naman because she could have just not admitted in the first place and just said, I don't know what you're talking about. Who are you? You're not too Edom. You're not too kosher Edom. So he says, this depends on this Chakira.
He says, if Pesha Asar is me go, like, you must be telling the truth, because if you're a liar, you would have said something else. No, if she was a liar, she would not have said, I never did it, because then she'll be embarrassed, because everyone will believe the other three people, regardless of the halachas vagus. But if Pesha Asar is that then she has them on us, then if she has no proof she was Mazana, she only said she was Mazana and created the Asar, she's never saying a bonus. That's his actual case. The case was, you know, ones migu de la hadam, when there were possible edom against her. Okay, real life case, right? When you grow up and become a pulpit rabbi, you'll see these things happen all the time. Okay, maybe not all the time. I'm sure there's some pulpit rabbi out there who, you know, can tell you about a case that happened in his congregation once of a woman who committed adultery and was caught by one man and two women. You know, maybe not so exact, but by Pusel Edom. That I bet you can have a case and was caught by Pusel Edom. I bet that case happens. Now, not every day, but once.
I feel like a lot of Peshas and Peshas, there will be times where it would be embarrassing to be quiet because if you don't share the story, this is just the story.
No, I understand. I say it was your father's field, but I bought it from him. Nothing embarrassing there. The woman says, Nishbesi Utarani, nothing embarrassing. It's just Nishbesi Grusha, nothing embarrassing.
I don't know if that's true. I think that any interesting questions will definitely be.
Yeah, she just said nothing. Why couldn't she just say nothing? And marry who she wants. Why does she have to each disagree with
her? She would be nervous that people would find out, and then the fact that she's married to someone else now would then.
Okay, that's an interesting question. We're not going to deal with it now. You're right. There's a lot to say about that. The truth is, I'll be honest, a number of Ahronim basically take some of these cases and say, not because you're embarrassed, because you're afraid, which is different than embarrassed, say, all these cases, maybe she's a liar. She's just afraid that Edom will come later. So why is it a valid Migo? And many Achrona basically pull them off their frying and say, you're right, it wouldn't be a valid Migo. But Pesha Asar, it doesn't matter what her incentive is, what her thought process is. So that's a good point.
Does this revolve Rashi?
There are other answers to your question.
I mean, if somebody's claiming against you, that's a totally different story. Then not responding is like
quite possibly, correct. Correct. Okay, I'll just mention briefly two other discussions in the Rishonim, which might tie into this. These are all like discussions the Achrona bring about to tie into the Chakira, like by saying, well, this is because they're 18th to 20th century Achrona. But there are some cases discussed by Rishonim or, you know, even 18th century other Achrona. So interesting question. What about HaPesha Asar Lahotzi? You say Pesha Asar Lahotzi. Now, remember the rule that it says all over Shas? Except that it doesn't. Maybe we'll hopefully go over here, right? So, by the way, we'll get to soon the closest place to stay in the Shas of Gospel on Daf on base. But if, basically, what are you going to say? Amtim to Lomar, Migu Lahotzi Lomri Nun. How could you have a Pesha also Lahotzi? Whoa, there might actually be a case like that in the Gemara. The woman says, yes, it was a Pesach Matzuach Matzasi, but it was Nenasti Kachtav Nistach Hasadei. She went through Motzi Viksuva. One could try to get out of that, but there might be a case of Pesach Asu Motzi. Not so great. Pesach Asu Motzi Yertzuva. Right now she has a Ksuva. She has a Pesach Asu Motzi Yertzuva. Not so crazy. Okay, you could deny all the cases, but you don't have to. Then you wouldn't say it. And who doesn't say Pesha Asar Lahotzi? That is the Me'iri. The Me'iri doesn't believe in Pesha Asar Lahotzi. And this is the Shita of the Me'iri. He doesn't believe in Lahotzi, but he quotes the Gaon Svara, who seem to be the usually means the Rigash, right? He says, no. Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrinan. The truth is, you could just look in the case of that Meiribun's cases, right? His case is the different truth is, it's funny. He goofa argues the Rimigash, whether this is really called the Hotzi or it's not called the Hotzi. That's what he's saying. It's not in case. Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, Aval HaPesha Asar Lahotzi Amrinan. And that is the Rimigash, which is Gomei Sfarad in the Meiri. I assume it always means Rigash. Another interesting case, and with this we'll end, is, meaning start the second half of Shir, is the discussion of the Sivas, which ties into next Shir. Do you say Migu outside of Pesach?
So the Sivas have a fascinating question. Do you say Migu outside of Beis Din? It's here someplace. Yeah. Do you say Migu outside of Beis Din? And he quotes from the Tumim and others that you don't say Migu outside of Beis Din, only in Beis Din. But he says, nonetheless, HaPesha Asar, you say even in Beis Din. Lo Mahani Migu Chutz Le Beis Din. Okay, he says Pasha Pesha also worked outside Beis Din, but Migu doesn't work outside Beis Din. Why would that be? Here it's a little funny, meaning nothing with psychology, Lahora. It's just a rule. Migu is a kind of rule that only applies in Beis Din. But Pesha Asar, especially if you Manashach applies even outside of Beis Din. I wouldn't say something special in Manas. So how about Chutz Le-Beis Din, it should be the same as Migo, but says the Nesivos, says no, Migo lo mahani, which is a big finish that Migo doesn't work outside of Beis Din. Don't think that's mainstream. Mainstream Migo Chutz doesn't work, but mainstream Migo does work outside of Beis Din. Aval, but that's a forced Nesivos, ha-pesh to-osar mahani. Okay, if I really want to, I can fill another board with Nachminas that are not quite as straight, but this is good enough. It could be that some of these nafminas might have to do with, you can explain by not being a different din, just being a stronger din. Why is it a stronger din? Because, like, it's a stronger proof that I could have been quiet than that I could have thought of something else. Because everyone can think of being quiet. And so it could be something like against the Chazaka, or something like the Tanya of Rabbi Yeshua, or with this psychological difficulty, or Lahotzi. You could say that doesn't prove whether or not it's the same din. It might just prove whether it's a stronger din, but the same kind of din stronger. It doesn't have to be a qualitatively different din. You could explain that by quantity. Some of these nafkaminas, you can't necessarily explain by quantity. And maybe even Lamafreya, you know. Anyway, Yishlaayim, you know, could you say that whether or not we're Lamafreya is just a quantitative din? I'm not so sure. All right. I'll leave that for you to explore your own. Kitzur, what I'm saying is, if you want to, you can say these nafkaminas are not about whether it's a totally different din, just about whether it's the same din or a stronger din. But the simple shot is, like the Achronim analyzed, the question is whether this phrase, Pesha Asur, Pesha Hitra, found in the Mishnah, is that just the Tanaic equivalent of the Amoraim's Migo, the Tamigo di Van Shosek, or no? It's really a totally different din. Is it a Migo, which has to do with what you could have done? A din of Pesha Asar, which is nothing but what you could have done, even though that's the way you describe it in the CS. It's a din of Imanashah or a din of absolute Nemanis because you created this whole thing in the first place. Again, with all due respect to Mary Shelley, if you created the monster, you have the right to control it. So this is a very important hakira that really, I really think that's the answer for Rashi here. Okay, this.
How many people got that reference?
At least one. I'm willing to throw in jokes even for one person. Many people. You see, you underestimate our Torah umadidikness.
It's a moment.
Viter. I've been doing this for so many years, and I still never thought I would be in this place at 10:57. It's a good thing I don't bet, because I would have bet that we would cover the next Indian and cheer today. But what is the next Indian? The fascinating machlokas between the Rashi Shants and the Ri, which was all based on Tosfos Shita Migel Mafreya, which is not so crazy because Tosfos Shita Migel Mafreya is the mainstream Shita Migel Mafreya. As a matter of fact, what did we just say? That even Rashi agrees with Tosfos about Migel Mafreya. He only argues with Pesha Asar. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas is about the following case, and we'll have to save the analysis for next time. And we'll try to move faster next time. I'll cut out the jokes. What is Tosa saying? Tosa said, fascinating, fascinating. My cloak is okay. You all know what I'm going to say because you read the Makor sheet. says, what if at 9 o'clock he came in and said, I bought it for Shimon and bought it for you. And then at 10 o'clock he comes back with Eden that Shimon lived there for one day. Now he deserves a Tanina. What's the Tanina? Tanina that Shimon bought it. Now does he win because of the Tanina that Shimon bought it? I mean, he clearly can't say, I saw Shimon live there one day, because that would be illegal to my friend. But he brings Eden that Shimon lived there one day. Now he has a valid Tanina that Shimon bought it. Did the Tanina that Shimon bought it work at 9:30? Why might it not? Because he doesn't have 3 years of Chazaka. He's only, Shimon's only Naman that he bought it because Migu of what's called Hachosha by the other Rishonim, or Lahada. Migu that was always Shimon's. That was never Bar Thomas. Is that a Migu Lafreya? After all, at 9:30, even if now you have Tanina that Shimon bought it, now it doesn't help because Shimon bought it, has Taina, but you have no Chesedim Shanim, and you have no Migu of Lahada anymore because it's Migu Lafreya. Or does it still work? That is the machlokas between the Rashba, meaning, of course, the Rashba Shatz, not the Sfari Rashba. And the Re, we have to analyze what they are arguing about. Okay, we will have to analyze what they're arguing about, Amir Tzashem, next time. So next year, we'll analyze what they're arguing about, which is a very, very gishmak machlokas, and say half of everything we have to say in the entire world about the rule of Tanina and Lokeach. The other half we'll have to save for Rav Harsharshom, I think. And maybe just finish going through the Rishonim here. There are some mysteries in the Rishonim here. I'll see if I can't solve them. Meaning, I can solve them the only Achronim solve them, but I can't solve them more Meduyik than that. I'll let you see if you can do better. And we'll discuss the Machlokes between the Raven and all the other Rishonim. And then we will finish the Sugya, Mirtz Hashem, next time. Okay, so again, I'll send up a course later, but basically we're going to do number 4 from the Makoros sheet. We're going to analyze the strange diukim that the Ramban tells us not to make in the Rif, which is the same diuk in the Rambam, which is even stronger than that in the Rashbam, and see if we have any brilliant pshatim, and if not, we'll just say what all the Achronim say. And we'll discuss the machlokes, the Raiv and everyone else, which, you know, you've all been wondering, except for those who've gone ahead and shown them here. Is the case where Atlo Commodus Diara de Dehu, where Levi, remember, Reuben Shimon, Levi himself admits Reuben to Marakama, or he just admits that Shimon said that Reuben to Marakama? And does that make a difference? Okay, that's what we'll discuss in Yer Tzashem next time.
With the Pesha Asir, Pesha Vidhir, then Azad is thinking that the Hafara learned.